North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Do something good today.
Misty sunrise in my hometown, rows of cotton about knee high. Mrs. Baker down the dirt road, still got clothes out on the line. Irwin Nichols there with Judge Lee, playing checkers at the gym. When I dream about the Southland, this is where it all begins. From Carolina to Georgia, smell the jasmine and magnolia, sleepy sweet home Alabama, roll tide roll, muddy water.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. Glad to have you all joining us today as I have a very special guest, Mr. Buddy Jewell. Now, many of you remember Buddy and his music, a lot of songs that have come out, including Help Pour Out the Rain, Lacey's Song, Sweet Southern Comfort, One Step at a Time, If She Were Any Other Woman, So Gone, This Ain't Mexico, Dance with My Father, which is a beautiful song originally by Luther Vandross. Glad to have you, Buddy Jewell. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, Mark, thanks for having me on, brother.
It's very important conversation we're about to have right now as we talk about using your platform for Breast Cancer Awareness, a fundraising event in honor of Christine Tenney McCurdy. And this is taking place over at the barn at Connors Island in Gunnersville, Alabama. Tell us about this event and what it means to you to be a part of a special fundraiser like this, Buddy.
Well, you know, I've been very blessed to be able to do a lot of charity work like this in the past, you know, for the Minnie Pearl Cancer Foundation and St. Jude Children's Hospital and things like that. And I want to encourage everybody to come out. This is for the Foundation for Marshall Medical Center's Mammography Assistance Program and the Patient Assistance Program at the Marshall Center Marshall Cancer Care Center. A lot of seats there, but we're doing it Saturday. The doors open at 3:30, and like Mark said, it's there at the barn at Connors Island. And they're going to have, I think it's $10 to get in, so it's real cheap to get in. They're going to have, you can buy, they're taking donations for luminaries. I think you can, it's for as little as $10, because we're going to have at 6 p.m., we're going to have a candlelight service to kind of end everything. It's going to be a great day. We're hoping to raise a lot of money. They're going to have a car show and tons of other stuff there. We just encourage everybody to come out and support this great cause.
Last night, buddy, I had Kelly Lang on the show, and of course she battled breast cancer and she shared about that. She's come out with her new autobiography about her battle with breast cancer. Is there someone that you're close to, buddy, that has been affected by breast cancer and maybe a reason behind being a part of this effort?
Well, you know, I've got several family members, my mother-in-law included, is a breast cancer survivor. One of my mom's sisters, my Aunt Sarah, she passed away here a year or so ago, but she was a breast cancer survivor. She had a double mastectomy. And so, it's obviously something that I'm very familiar with and too familiar with as far as I'm concerned with, as far as my family goes. So, yeah, it's very important to me.
Obviously, using your platform as a singer, musician, songwriter, this is a great opportunity to help organizations that are very meaningful for so many people. And as you mentioned, supporting Marshall Medical Center's Mammography Assistance Program and Patients Assistance Program at Marshall Care Center. So what this concert does, and people are going to have a great night of music and they're going to have fun, what this does is help save lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And 100% of the proceeds are going to the cancer center. Like I say, it's well worth, you know, bringing your family out. It's going to be a family type show, and there's going to be a lot of families there, children, and all kinds of great stuff for families to enjoy.
What I'm going to do again is give the information out. This is taking place October 23rd, Saturday, the Barnes at Connors Island. That's 493 Baker's Chapel Lane, Gunnersville, Alabama. For more information, you can call 256-558-0606 or email thebarn@cornersisland@gmail.com. And also on Facebook, look up The Barn at Connors Island. You can find out about this breast cancer awareness fundraising event at The Barn at Connors Island in honor of Christine Tenney McCurdy. So all that information's out there. Music for a Cause. I love this. Jacob Yates is also going to be joining you. Do you know Jacob yourself?
You know what? I have not met Jacob. My friend Betsy Mazzulla is the one who got me involved in this, and she's very familiar with Jacob, and I'm looking forward to meeting him and hearing him play. I hear he's really good.
Outstanding. Buddy, if it's okay, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about where we met at. That was up in Lebanon, Tennessee, just a few weeks ago. Love from Music City, as we were supporting foster kids from Middle Tennessee and also Haiti. Will you stick with me?
Yeah.
All right. Folks, we're talking to Buddy Jewell right now. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation as we're trying to make a difference for some very special organizations. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Muddy water, Mississippi, blessed Graceland whispers to me. Carry on, sweet southern comfort.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
La da 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 doo 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 doo. The moment was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe. And like children do, she started playing 20 questions. But I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain?
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Glad to have Mr. Buddy Jewell on the show with us right now. I was able to meet Buddy in Lebanon, Tennessee, and I said, hey, why don't you come on The Mark White Show? And he said, I promise, we'll connect. I'll get on The Mark White Show. And right now, I do have Buddy Jewell on the line with me. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, Buddy.
Appreciate that, Mark. Thank you so much for having me on today, brother.
Absolutely. Glad to have you, especially when we're trying to help some very special organizations, foundations. We mentioned in the last segment about breast cancer awareness and fundraising October 23rd at a special event in Gunnersville, Alabama. And then we met at the Love for Music City Gala and Auction, where we were helping foster children in Middle Tennessee and Haiti. What did you think about that event?
You know what, man, that was an incredible night. To the more poignant moments were, you know, when some of the actual kids that were being helped, and I say kids lightly, they were young adults, were able to get up and, you know, they talked about their stories and just to see what some of these children have gone through, and to see how this organization takes them and loves on them like they do is just a phenomenal thing. It's a great witness, you know, Christian witness as well. The I was, you know, pleased to be there. We were honoring Crystal Gale. Obviously, she was the honoree that night, receiving the Bill Anderson Award. And Charlene Tilton from the TV show Dallas was there. And she's been very instrumental in the, in that organization as well. And I was really impressed with her testimony as well. So, but it was a great night. Marty Rabin from Shenandoah was there. And same play, J.D. Shelburne, that you just talked to here a while back, sang the national anthem. And I was blessed to be able to get up and perform as well. So, but it was a night where the spotlight was on the orphans, especially in Haiti. And you know, my just looking back at the, you know, the different catastrophes that have gone on there in the past few years, the earthquakes and whatnot, it's just amazing what these people do to help those children over there.
I recently had Hannah Grace on the program, and she came in and was the life of the party as we introduced her. She was found in Haiti, and she was adopted by a family in North Carolina. And she came on the show, and she sang for us. It was a lot of fun to be able to recognize her in that great effort. And as you mentioned with Charlene Tilton, sometimes, man, we never know what somebody's background is, what they've gone through, and maybe we see the success that they have, and we don't understand the challenges that they faced to get to that point. And Charlene, man, she has a very compelling story being put out on the streets herself as a young person. And she really built herself to the point where her success is part of the pain that she went through. And she found her purpose in that pain.
Yeah, very true, man. I, you know, and that's a part of her story that I, you know, I had no idea as far as her background. I mean, she had a really tough upbringing, and I think she said she actually moved out when she was in high school. She got her own apartment at 15 years old, and she, you know, was working and going to school at the same time. And just to see somebody come from that, you know, that particular setting in life and achieve what she's achieved is just, you know, it's a tribute to her and to the blessings of God, you know?
Absolutely. And talking about our past and our history, buddy, you were born in Lepanto, Arkansas. And the first time I ever saw you, back when I was actually watching television, I saw you on Nashville Star. That's been a long time ago.
It has been. It's hard to believe. It's been 18 years. I won that TV show, the very first season of it, back in 2003. And, man, I tell people every day, it just doesn't seem like it's been that long. But what a tremendous blessing it's been to me and my family. And here I am 18 years later, and people still let me stick a cowboy hat on and come out and sing every now and then. So I'm blessed.
I actually put in for a couple of those contests years ago when I was interested in going the singing route. And me and my wife, we've been married 19 years, and so I'm able to put in perspective how long 2003 has been. I just remember seeing you on the stage 18 years ago, just thinking you had it. There was something special about you, and obviously they figured that out at Nashville Star. However, you were voted on. I don't remember. How was the voting done? I can't even remember, man. It's been so long ago.
Well, there was a big, it was like an American Idol type audition thing just to get on the show, and they had thousands and thousands of people audition all around the country, and they, and 12 finalists wound up on the show. And then from there, I think you had to survive the judges the first 2 or 3 weeks. And then after that, it was left up to the viewing audience. And man, I was just, I thought every Saturday night they were going to send me home, man. I was the oldest person on the show. Miranda Lambert was on the show at the same year. And I thought somebody like her was going to win it. And, you know, the more I hung around, I couldn't believe I was there every Saturday. But God had, you know, something else in mind and obviously planned on me winning. And here I am, you know.
I'm just going to give you a quick story. Down in Hoover, Alabama, I had the opportunity to sing the national anthem for an opportunity to sing in Talladega. And it was for the Bull. And back then, Dollar Bill Lawson was with the Bull.
I remember Dollar Bill.
Yes. And Patty was also part of that. They were judging. It was 9 females and me. So there were 10 contestants. There were 9 females and me. And here I am singing the national anthem. I thought, you know, either I have a chance because I'm the only guy, or I don't have a chance because there are 9 incredible females singing this national anthem. So when it comes down to a guy singing in a contest like this and you have those voices from females, that's really tough to be able to overcome that.
I hear you, man. And like you say, I don't take any credit for it myself. It was God thing on my story, that's for sure.
Well, buddy, speaking of your story, who do you give credit to going back to your childhood, your youth, as to where you are today? Who made a difference in your life?
Oh my goodness, there's so many people. My parents, for sure. You know, they made sure that we were in church when we were young kids, and grew up in a Christian home. My dad was a huge influence on the kind of music I listened to. He loved traditional country music. My mom and dad are both from the same little town Johnny Cash is from, there in Dias, Arkansas, and they grew up with the Cash family, and so. But Daddy loved traditional country music. He loved Marty Robbins, Johnny Horton, Johnny Cash, guys like that. So I grew up listening to them. And then I was very blessed to have a couple of music ministers at my church there. And I lived in Osceola, Arkansas, is where I graduated high school. And two folks that were very instrumental was a lady named Nancy Blair, who was the choir director and minister of music. And then after she left, a gentleman named John Dresback came along, and both of them were, you know, really encouraging. You know, taught me a lot about, you know, singing and breathing. I mean, you'd be amazed at, you know, how complicated it can be to try to sing as well as you can. You know, there's mechanics to it, and but they were very instrumental and especially encouraging So those two folks and my parents, I would say, were the four biggest influences on me.
I took choir in high school at Hueytown, Alabama, and I should have paid attention more, buddy. I was acting too silly and too goofy to be successful or listen to that teacher. Bless her heart, she had to put up with me in her class. But it sounds like you listened to that instruction and took it well and were able to make a career out of it.
Well, you know, man, ever since I was a little boy, my earliest memories, mom and daddy had an old RCA record player. And for anybody who's under the age of 30, we had these things called LPs. They were 33 and a third, and they looked like a pizza, but they also were similar to a compact disc, to a CD. And mom and daddy had an old white one. It looked like a suitcase, a portable one. You could fold it up and carry it with you. And I just remember sitting and stacking as many of those records on that thing and listening to, you know, guys like Marty Robbins. And there was another one, Gary Lewis and the Playboys and people like that. So mom and dad were pretty diverse. They loved, you know, country music. They loved R&B and Motown, stuff like that, too. So. But that's my earliest memories. I've always loved music and always loved singing. So I'm so blessed to be able to do something that I love. You know, I hadn't worked a day in my life since it started singing, you know.
Your music of your parents sounds like my dad. Here I was listening to Smokey Robinson, Marvin Gaye, and then right over to Johnny Cash and Don Williams and a lot of really amazing, talented artists who through the ages have actually given us the music that we have today, because it's all derived from their concepts, their ideas, and we just take it another step.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, buddy, I appreciate the fact that you've taken time with me today to join me here on the show and to share about this special fundraiser coming up in Gunnersville on Saturday, October 23rd, to talk about Love from Music City, to share a little bit about your career. And as you travel, and I see you traveling a lot, I wish you safety and much success moving forward.
Well, I sure appreciate it, Mark. And again, God bless you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Folks, Buddy Jewell, glad to have him here on the Mark White Show as we recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire. We're going to continue to talk about this special fundraiser coming up on Saturday as we talk to Randy Yates when we come back. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? La da 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 dee 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 dee.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
This is Hunter Underwood with Anders Hotelka at Scream. We are singing the world one ice cream at a time, and you are listening to the Mark White Show.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue, I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now I have on the line with me Randy Yates as we continue the conversation about the Barn at Connors Island Breast Cancer Awareness and Fundraising event taking place October 23rd, tomorrow, Saturday, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Now, this is in honor of Christine Tenney McCarty. Proceeds will go to support Marshall Medical Center's Mammography Assistance Program and Patients Assistance Program at the Marshall Cancer Care Center. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Randy Yates.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. I know it's a lot of work to pull a fundraiser like this together, but man, is it going to help a lot of people?
Yes, we hope so. We are excited about it. We're really excited about having Buddy Jewell come and join us here at the barn, and we're going to have a lot of fun, some good music. It's going to be a beautiful day, beautiful weather, and we're just excited to try to raise money for this foundation.
Now, I noticed that there's a young man on the picture as we're promoting this event, Jacob Yates, and I asked Buddy, I said, have you ever met Jacob? And he said, no, but he's looking forward to it. How does Jacob feel about meeting Buddy Jewell on Saturday?
Jacob is very excited about meeting Buddy. In fact, Jacob is my son. He's my 20-year-old son, and he's been playing music and opening for different artists here at our venue. And he is just getting started in music, been playing for several years. Of course, he started playing guitar and singing in church and things like that when he was about 13 years old. But he's really getting more into it, and he's very excited about meeting Buddy.
Randy, one of the things that I want to make sure people understand, what all is involved in tomorrow's event? What's going to happen on Saturday?
Well, the doors will open at 3:30, and at 4 o'clock we'll start the show with Jacob Yates opening for Buddy Jewell. And then after Jacob sings probably about 45 minutes, we'll have about a 15-minute intermission for people to, you know, get snacks. We're going to have popcorn, soft drinks, coffee, and hot chocolate, things like that. And, you know, that'll be free, and they give any donations for the refreshments that will also go toward the Breast Cancer Foundation. And then after Jacob sings, we'll get Buddy Jewell up and give him all the time he wants. And then after Buddy's done, we're going to be having the candlelight ceremony, which will start around 6 o'clock. And we'll say a prayer, have a little memorial for that. And then after that, the show will be over. But it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people will enjoy it if they come out. And it's $10 for the ticket at the door, or they can buy tickets in advance on the Eventbrite Ticketmaster thing. But we're going to have a good time.
Well, you and I both know that when we lose someone to cancer, we want to honor them. We want to keep their memory alive. This event is dedicated in memory of Christine Tenney McCarty. People have an opportunity to buy a luminary to put a name of someone that they love and care about on one of the luminaries.
Yes, that's correct. And they can do that even if they're, for whatever reason, they're not able to make it to the concert. If they want to purchase one of those, we will be glad to do one up for them, even if they're not able to be here for the concert.
How can they send the donation?
Well, they can go to the Eventbrite ticket thing, and there's a link on there for them to buy the luminary. Or they could call me at the 256-558-0606 number, and I could do it over the phone for them. Or they can, well, it's, you know, if they wanted to send a check, they can make a check out to the Breast Cancer, Marshall County Breast Cancer Foundation. But I don't know how that would work since it's just the day after tomorrow before the show. But they could do it on the Eventbrite thing, or they can call me.
Let's talk about just a minute about Christine Tenney McCarty and who this is in memory of. Tell us about Tenney.
Well, Christine was my stepdad's mother, so she was my grandmother, and she was a wonderful lady, and she lost her life due to breast cancer, and she was always very special to all of our hearts, and we just wanted to do this in memory of her. And her daughter, Charlotte Knott, is the one that approached me about having this. She had been doing a fundraiser each year for about the past 8 years. Usually it was just some kind of a dinner, and people just bought tickets for the food, and it went to the Breast Cancer Foundation. But she approached me since I had the barn here and had the concert. She asked me about doing a concert. So I said, yeah, we'll do it, and we'll make it happen. So
during my conversation with Buddy, he shared about some of his own loved ones who have battled breast cancer, even losing an aunt to breast cancer.
Yes, I had heard someone had told me that Buddy had lost some loved ones to breast cancer. I wasn't aware of it, until I heard from them. But yes, I've heard about that.
Well, and it hits close to home to a lot of people, and I just want to make sure that we support this event and get the word out about the barn at Connors Island as you have a breast cancer awareness and fundraising event. And Randy Yates, I hope it's highly successful, that it has great support for Marshall Medical Centers and their mammography assistance program and patients assistance program at the Marshall Cancer Care Center. I know that that's an important effort over there in Marshall County, and I wish you all the best.
Hey, brother, we appreciate it very much, and thank you for interviewing us about it and getting the word out for us.
Absolutely. Randy Yates, folks, this event's taking place tomorrow at the barn at Connors Island in Gunnersville, Alabama. I hope that you'll find a way to support it. Again, the barn at Connors Island is 493 Baker's Chapel Lane, Gunnersville, Alabama. You can also call for information. You can call Randy at 256-558-0606 or email thebarn@connorsisland@gmail.com. You can also follow them on Facebook at The Barn at Connors Island. We wish Buddy Jewell and Jacob Yates all the best as they perform in honor of Christine Tenney McCarty at The Barn. So if you want to participate in that, check out the information. Go and support this breast cancer awareness and fundraising event. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and I hope that you'll share the show with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, and let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.